friends, the Shishabia specialist for Rabbi Norman Yossi Sheyichyu. In the first two Shiurim, we asked a slew of kashas on the topic of a Kohen Gadol not growing their hair long and not ripping their clothing. And now we will continue Kahena v'Kahena to see more on this topic. More kashas. In the first two Shiurim, we presented a slew of very shtar kashas. Now we'll continue again based on Torah Mor Barabia, Kohen Gadol reads up Manzatzal. So the Rambam writes that the Mokra of the Yisr is Parashas Shemini, that there's a losasei on Purei Rosh, and on Kurei Begadim, as the Pasuk says, that Roshecham al Tifru Begdechem lo Sifromo. So one, they may not rip their clothing or let their hair grow long. Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos explains that there was merely a horos shah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that on the first day of their kahuna that they should already be knowing ba'avelus. So this is merely begeder, a hora'at sha'ah. This is merely begeder, a temporary measure, but not the Darus, as the Rambam learns, Ramban argues. And there's a special chumrah here, b'misa, that they should even die, but again, it's a horas shah. Even though the Bnei Aaron were owning him, and anyway, lo avdu avoda, v'chein hechmir, and there's also a special chumrah, as the pasuk says there, that there's going to be anger on the whole community. So the Ramban says, you know what the makor is for us? About them not growing their hair and ripping their clothing. It's the verses in Yecheskel in the 44th chapter. That there it says that the Kohanim aren't allowed to grow their hair long, and they're not allowed to drink wine. And just like when they work, when they drink wine, they're b'misa, so too when they're paru arosh, that also brings along with it the growing their hair, a chiyuv misa, ayin sham. In the Sugi and Tainus and Sanhedrin Chafbez Amit Bez, the Gemara Gemiri Lav Asa Yecheskel V'asim Chakra, that we have a tradition that these things are usur, growing their hair and drinking wine and then doing the avoda. We have a tradition that it's like that. Gemara Gemirila Vasi Yecheskel Vasmechei Akra, and then came Yecheskel and he bolstered it by writing it in the pasuk, but really it was learned from tradition. And so the pasukim in Yecheskel, all we have is growing hair long and not drinking wine. And the din, karua begadim, what's the problem of ripping clothing? Because if they rip clothing, they have din mechusir begadim. And mechusir begadim is a chiyuv misa. Ayin sham in the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also what the Ramban writes in the Perush Al HaTorah and Parashas Shemini, and also the Chiddush HaRayin and Sanhedrin Chaf Beis Amid Beis, ayin sham udas HaRambam, the Rambam differs with the Ramban. He says that this pasuk in Parashas Shemini is l'dairus, it's not just a horas shah, even though it's mefurish in the sugi is that the misa of a peru arosh is from the pasuk in Yechezkel and not from Parashas Shemini by Elazar and Isamar. Chenu Barambam beperek Aleph halacha ches. That chayiv pura rosh misa kishikor she'avad shenemar v'yayin lo yishtu upera lo yishalechu ma shtu yayin b'misa af magud le'pera b'misa. So the Rambam quotes this pasuk in Yecheskel, v'yayin yayin lo yishtu upera lo yishalechu. First it says there per lo yishalechu, and then afterwards it says v'layin lo yishtu. But we compare the two, And just like Shtuya Yayin is b'misa, Af Magudlei Per is b'misa. So explains the Kesef Mishnah there as follows. Let's see what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Vim Tomar Mat Sarich. So the Rambam says that a kohen who grows his hair long is not allowed to go into the Mikdash, and if he goes in, he does have all these chaymis de shemaim like a shikur, as it says Vlayin lo yishtu kohen v'roshim lo yigalechu per lo yishalechu, just like shtu yayin arba misa, so to mekud le per arba misa, those who grow their hair long. So Frecht, the Heilige Kesef Mishnah, Vim Tomar Mat Sarich lehekesh ze hal hamikra mashma rashecha mal tifru. Velosamusu, Haim Tifru Tamusu. So we have our pasuk in the Torah. So what do you need to come onto this for? So the answer, it says that don't let your hair grow long, and you shouldn't die. So if you do let your hair grow long, then you will die. Shlomo dekrav shalafar shal lerishus. Maybe the pasuk you can explain that's giving you permission. The Alchik Karmitz is what it's saying. Afal pishashar avelim shelo karu velo paru bimisa. You can say that other Avelim that didn't rip and that didn't let their hair grow long, they die. Einchem b'chalchiyam say, you have rishus not to do so. You have rishus not to do Kriya, and you have rishus not to do Priya. So that's why we need to come on to the pasuk in Yechezkel that tells us that it's usser for them to, it's not rishus, it's actually usser for them to drink wine and to let their hair grow long. And that's very difficult to understand, this Kesef Mishnah. The whole pasuk is Rishus. Then why does it say Val Kol Ha'eda Yiktsof? The Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the pasuk is telling us that the kohen has an option. He doesn't have to do Kriya. Excuse me, he doesn't have to do Kriya or let his hair grow long. Other people have to. But he doesn't have to do Kriya and let his hair grow. It's a Rishus. If it's really a Rishus, then why to say about Kolei Deyiktov and that God shouldn't be angry and God will be angry at the whole congregation? It's not even usser. So why is the pasuk telling us, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah says, that you could possibly read it, Rashechem al tifro, uvigdechem lo sifrom, uvelo samusu, ve'al kol ha'eda yiktsof, and the whole community, God will be angry. Meaning, if you do this wrong, if you, it says, don't let your hair grow long. Meaning, if you do let your hair grow long, then God's going to get angry at the community. If you do rip your clothing, then God's going to be angry at the community. So how can you possibly say that this pasuk is telling you it's a rishus? Like the Kesef Mishnah wants to say. That it's telling you you have the option, you could do it this way, you could do it that way. Other people, if they don't do it right, then they die. But you're not going to die. You're not going to die if you other Avelim that didn't do Kriya and didn't do Priya, they're going to die. But if you didn't do Kriya and you didn't do Priya, saying, if you didn't do that, if you didn't do Kriya and Priya, letting your hair grow long and ripping your clothing, you're not going to die. Because you have the option not to do it. If it's optional, then what does it say about Kol Eida Yiktsof? It's not an option at all. It's telling you that it's It's mamish usur for you to do priya and prima. It's usur for you to let your hair grow long and rip your clothing. So this is a very difficult explanation by the Kesef Mishnah. And then, if that's true, then all we have is the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk in Yecheskel says there's a chiyuv misa for when a Kohen drinks, when a Kohen's intoxicated, and when a Kohen is and when a Kohen grows his hair long. Because it compares it to Shtiyas Yayin. Shtiyas Yayin is Bemisa, so this is also Bemisa. The growing of the hair. That's really all we're left with. All we're left with is the Pasuk in Yecheskel. So if that's true, how do we know this is Ladaros? How do you know the Pasuk in Yecheskel is talking Ladaros? The answer is that there's no reason to believe that the Pasuk in Yecheskel is not talking Ladaros. So then the real question is, how do you know the Pesukim in the Torah are Ladaros? And that's where the Intaka the Rambam learns that. The Rambam learns that the Pesukim are Ladaros. Even though, again, we have a problem that the Gemara learns from the Pesukim in Yecheskel. And the Rambam also references that Pesuk in Yecheskel here in Halacha Ches. On the other hand, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs learns from the Pesukim in Shmini that it's Ladaros. Where does the Rambam get it? Ladaros. We only have the Pesukim in Yecheskel, and the Kesef Mishnah says that the Pesukim in Shmini can be learned as just telling you it's Rishus. The answer is that the Kesef Mishnah is saying it's only a Havamina. And after the Pesuk in Yecheskel, then we explain the Pesukim in Shmini that Lo Yamusu is Mitzad Perua Rosh. Attack if he grows his hair long and he rips his clothing, the Kohen, and does the Avodah, he's going to die. So this is explicit in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs Essay. And Mitzvahs Essay, Kuf Samach Gimel. She'over alav zeh chayev misa. Why? Because it's quoted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is Dinei Torah, from the Chumash. So it's from the Pasuk in Shmini. So that's what's happening. After you have the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Pasuk in Yecheskel is Megale, that the Torah is telling you that it's a Chiyuv Misa. That Priyas Rosh and Primus Begadim and Shtiyas Yayin, these are all Chiyuv Misa. And the Pasuk, like the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, explicitly, that there's a Chiyuv Misa for Priyas Rosh and what doesn't say explicitly is a Chiyuv Misa, but we know there's a Chiyuv Misa for the two of them. So it says it's Aser, the two of them are Aser, and we know there's a Chiyuv Misa for Shtiyas Yayin. There's also a Chiyuv Misa for Priyas Rosh, as the Gemara learns. Mashtuya Yayin b'Misa, as we see in the Torah, Af Magudlai Pera b'Misa. Right, it says later on in the Torah that in this week's Parsha, that Shtuya Yayin, when a Kohen works Shtuya Yayin, it's b'misa. So the Gemara says, just like Shtuya Yayin is b'misa, so too, when it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Purei Rosh, that's also b'misa. And the Rambam gets it from the Pesukim in Shmini about Elazar and Isamar, because the Pesukim in Yecheskel are Megala. That Elazar and Isamar are Ladaros. That a Kohen's not allowed to grow his hair and rip his clothing, Ladaros, and then do the Avodah. So in the Sefer HaMori, he asks that it's lehedging the Torah's Kohanim. In Parsha Shemini, it's brought there in Rashi that from the pasuk V'lo Samusu, it's Mavurashim Kain Lo Tasu Kain Tamusu. And if you don't do this, you are going to die. So I'll Prue Rosh V'Kruei Begadim Namra Misa. The way Rashi learns the pasuk based on the Medrash is that if they let their hair grow, they rip their clothing, they're Chayiv Misa. So then why do we need the pasuk in Yecheskel? Why do we need the pasuk in Yecheskel? Lama li agilim ikrad Yecheskel if we have the pasuk in Shemini? You don't need the pasuk in Yecheskel to be Megala. That's pshat in the pasuk in Shemini, as Chazal tell us. B'chein tamua shimkein mao ma demaksha gemara b'tayin of Sanhedrin. Another problem is that the gemara b'tayin of Sanhedrin says that until Yecheskel came, man amra Ela Gemara Gemirila. Until Yecheskel came along and said that there's an Isser and a Chiyuv Misa for Shti and Priyas Rosh, who said it? The Gemara says we had a tradition and then Yecheskel wrote it down in the Pasuk. So this is not a Chiddush of Yecheskel, this is a Gilui Milsa B'Pshat HaPasuk. For Lamali Bazeli Gemara Gemirila. One second, if the whole vort is that Yecheskel is Megale, like we wanted to suggest before, that the pasuk in Yecheskel is telling us pshat in the pasuk in the Torah, that the pasuk in the Torah means that Ladaros, there's a chiyuv misa for priyas rosh and shtiyas yayin. Why does the Gemara say Gemara Gemirila? You don't need a Gemara Gemirila. We have a pasuk. We don't need a tradition. We have it a pasuk. Yecheskel is coming to explain the pasuk. And the Chazanishim Meseches Kelim Simin Beis Yukandalit asks this. B'chein Tamur Lashon Aram V'Lachaches. The Rambam says that the misa of a perua rosh kohen gadol shegadol saaro asul alikonis mizbech v'lefnim, and if he was nichnas min mizbech v'lefnim, what's the din? He's chayiv misa bidei shemayim kishikor she'ovad. He's chayiv misa bidei shemayim kishikor she'ovad. He gets the death penalty for growing his hair long, like a drunk person who did the avoda. And then he brings the pasuk in Yecheskel. And that the Rambam brings the pasuk in Yecheskel is a gilui, because Yecheskel equated priyas rosh to shtiyas yayin, and the inyan of shtuyah yayin shebazeh is just a hechitimsi. Why did the Yecheskel bring in shtuyah yayin? It's a hechitimsi that's how Yecheskel was megalab shara kasuv b'chiyuv misa. Yecheskel was telling us, oh, it's like Shtuyei Yayin. And just like Shtuyei Yayin is Bemisa, so too Perua Rosh is Bemisa. So why does the Rambam have to say that he's Kashik Rosh HaAvad? The only reason Yecheskel brings it as if he's a Kashikar, that the Yecheskel compares it to a Perua Rosh, is because a Perua Rosh to a Shikar is to be Megala, that's Pshat in the Pasuk in Parashat Shemini. That in Shemini we're also equating Shikor to Shor Perua Rosh. So why does the Rambam have to write that? Because the pasuk in Shemini doesn't compare the two. Yecheskel compares the two. Why does Yecheskel compare the two? To tell us that that's pshat and the psukim in the Torah, that when the Torah tells Elazar and Isamar not to grow their hair, that's because it's like a Shikor. That's not what the Torah there says. The Torah doesn't compare it to. The Torah doesn't say that a Perua Rosh is like a Shikor. Only Yecheskel does. And Yecheskel just does that to be Megala, that when it says in the Torah Perua Rosh, it means that he's Chayiv Misa. But really, ultimately, the goal is to get the Pshat in the Torah. And the Torah doesn't say he's Hareu Kishikor. So why does the Rambam say that he's like a Shikor when that's only what the Yecheskel does? Yecheskel compares a Perua Rosh to a Shikor. And Yecheskel's only comparing a Perua Rosh to a Shikor. Why? Tell us that in the Torah, a Pur Rosh is Chayav Misa, but the Torah doesn't compare Kurur Pur Rosh to a Shikor. He's just using the Shikor as a Chetimsi to tell us that he's Chayav Misa. So the Rambam didn't have to say anything. The Rambam should have just said that he's Chayav Misa. Why then does the Rambam bring what Yechezkel does, comparing a Pur Rosh to a Shikor? The answer is that the Yesod of the Chiyuv is only from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. So that's really where we get that the Doro say Pur Rosh is Chayav Misa. From Yechezkel. Not from the Pasuk in the Torah, because the Pasuk in the Torah is a Harasha about Elazar and Isamar. That's Tamua, because the Rambam writes not like that in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel. In Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel, the Rambam tells us that the Perua Rosh is from the Torah. Shehizir HaKohanim Elikanes L'Mikdash Megud Laiseyar. And then he brings the pasuk Vayomer al Moshe al Aaron Elazar Yisam Benar Rasheichem al Tefu Vigdechem lo Sifromo. So basically, if we want to just encapsulate and summarize the question, what's the source? What's the source of the Yisur Priyas Rosh? Is it Yechezkel, or is it the pasuk in the Torah? From the Rambam, it seems both. It's Yechezkel from the Yad, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says that it's the pasuk in the Torah. And again, after you have the pasuk in Yechezkel, so now you know pshat in the pasuk in the Torah. You would have a havamina of the pasuk in the Torah is telling you that priyas rosh is a rishus, and the pasuk in Yechezkel saying no, it's not a rishus at all. He must not let his hair grow. So that's pshat in the Torah. So if that's pshat in the Torah, then why does the Rambam say that it's Kishikor? It's not, Rambam doesn't have to say it's Kishikor, that's Yechezkel. And Yechezkel is just bringing us back to the Torah. So there's really no reason to quote Yechezkel. The Ran in Sanhedrin there, Vayim Bezebim in Chaschinuch, Mitzakuf Memtes, over Har Moriah there, the Ran in Sanhedrin explains with Das HaRambam that the Pasuk in Yechezkel is required Kedei LaFuke to preclude from any Havamina that it's a Harasha. Kamashmal Yechezkel, that it's a Chiyuv Misa L'Doros. That it's a Chiyuv Misa L'Doros, a Pura Rosh. That if he lets his hair grow, he's Chayuv Misa L'Doros. But as then is the Ran. And why does the Gemara in Tainis and Sanhedrin say that Adas Yechezkel Man Amra Ela Gemara Gemiri? It's not a new din that Yechezkel is coming to teach. Yechezkel is just coming to explain that the Pasuk is talking L'Doros Kerov Mitzvah Satorah. Where it says, Ados Yechezkel Man Amra, we have a tradition, and then Yechezkel wrote it down. Mapitom, Yechezkel is coming to explain the Pasuk. That the Pasuk is L'Doros, Kerov Mitzvah Satorah. So what's the kash of the Gemara? Ados Yechezkel Man Amra. Torah Amra. Difficult question of the Gemara. B'chinik Sharan, the Pashti Dekora Lo Mayri Al Shas Avodah. Or like we mentioned the Ramban before, Belafachi they were owning him, they weren't working. And the Ramban says also Pashtus of the Pasuk is not talking about Shas Avoda. When it says there that don't rip your clothing and don't let your hair grow long. Vim Kain, how could it be that the Pasuk is L'Doros? L'Doros is only a Chiyuv Misa if he does the Avoda. And Pashte decries that it's not talking about Avoda. So therefore he's Docha Das HaRambam. The Rambam holds that this Pasuk is L'Doros. The Ran doesn't accept that. It's also difficult what the Rambam writes in the first parak in Halacha Yud Dalet. Din kurei begadav v'din kurei rosh echad hu. Shenem roshechem al tifru v'gechem al tifromu v'lo samusu. Hayim avad v'u kuro begadim chayiv mispdei shemayim. The din of kurei begadim and kurei rosh is the same din, because the pasuk equates the two. Roshechem al tifru, don't let your hair grow long and don't rip your clothing. So if he did work in that state and his clothing is ripped, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim umavur. We see from this that the yisod for the chiyuv is what's written in Parashas Shemini. And we see from here that it's not from Parashas Shemini. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, again, that the din of Kurei Begadim and Purei Rosh is the same din. It's the same halacha. Because the pasuk says, Roshechem al tifru, that's Purei Rosh. Ubigdechem al tifromu, that's Kriyas Begadim. So if he did the avoda, and he's Kurei Begadim, he's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because it says, V'lo Samusu. The Rambam is explicit that the din of Kurei Begadim is because it's the same as Priyas Rosh. And since Priyas Rosh has a Chiyuv Misa from Yecheskel, therefore there's Misa B'Kurei Begadim, even though Kurei Begadim is not mentioned in Yecheskel. That's why the Rambam says, Din Echad Hu. Kriyas HaBegadim and Priyas Rosh is the same din. And therefore, just like we see in Yecheskel, that Priyas Rosh is a Chiyuv Misa, so Kriyas Begadim is also a Chiyuv Misa. And therefore, there's a Misa B'Kurei Begadim, even though Kurei Begadim isn't mentioned in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but Kurei Begadim is equated in the Torah with Priyas Rosh. Priyas Rosh is a Chiyuv Misa, Kriya Begadim is also a Chiyuv Misa. And since the Pasuk in Yecheskel is only a Gilui on the Pasuk in Parashas Shemini, that it's an Isser Ledoros, so it turns out then that the Kriya Begadim does have a Chiyuv Misa. Because the Torah says, Roshechem al tifru, Ugechem al tifru, Velo samusu. So you see in the Pasuk in Shemini there's a Chiyuv Misa. So you're going to tell me, no, we don't know that really means a Chiyuv Misa. Well, after the Pasuk in Yecheskel we do, and once we have that Pasuk in Yecheskel, then we know that it's Mefurish and Shemini, that there's a Chiyuv Misa. So why does the Rambam then have to say that, no, they're one. Kriyas Begadim and Priyas Rosh is one, and that's why the Kriyas Begadim is a Chiyuv Misa, because Priyas Rosh is also, and in Yecheskel they're equated. Ma pitom that they're one. No, it's because we have a Pasuk in Parsha Shemini. On the other hand, even though the Rambam has this going with the Pasuk in Yecheskel, nevertheless, this same Rambam in Halacha Yedalid quotes the Pasuk in Shemini. So you see that the Rambam himself says that the Pasuk in Shemini is Ladaros. So why does the Rambam have to say that it's Echad din Kurei Begadim and din Purei Rosh Echadu? He says that they're one, and then he brings the Pasuk in Shemini. But their one is really referring back to Yecheskel, because in Yecheskel, as the Rambam quoted earlier in Halacha Ches, in Yecheskel we see Priyas Rosh is a Chiyuv Misa. If he works with long hair, it's a Chiyuv Misa. So then the Rambam is telling us here, just like in Yecheskel we see Priyas Rosh is a Chiyuv Misa, Kriyas Begadim is also. If he rips his clothing, works, it's a Chiyuv Misa. So first of all, that Pasuk in Yecheskel is just Megala and the Pasuk in Shemini. You don't have to come on to Yecheskel. And also the Rambam himself here quotes the Pasuk in Shemini. So you see the Pasuk in Shemini is Ladoros. So you see it's Ladoros. So why does the Rambam have to say that Din Kurei Begadim and Din Kurei Rosh is Echad? It's one and the same. And therefore you can equate Kurei Begadim to Priyas Rosh. We know the Din of Priyas Rosh and the Din of Kurei Begadim is where from Yechezkel? Why do you have to come on to Yechezkel? We have a Pasuk in Shemini, which the Rambam now quotes. So you don't have to say, oh, they're equated in Yechezkel. You have Shemini. Yechezkel's Megala and Shemini, so where do you need to go to Yechezkel for? We have Shemini. We have the Pasuk in the Torah, which the Rambam himself quotes. L'chorah hadvarim matmiyim ad l'moid moid moid. Ad l'moid moid moid. Another question we have to ask is that the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, writes royally, it's called Koyin HaKosher LaAveda, Im nichnas min mizbeach v'lefnim v'ushasu yayin o shikor mishara mishakrim o perua rosh o kura begodim kiderach shikorim ala mesim af bishlo avet avode reize loike hol v'nichnas b'shas avode menuvel kocha for you muzer shalo yikones loike. It would appear to me that any kohen is kosher l'avode im nichn, if he goes min mizbeach v'lefnim and he's intoxicated or drunk from wine or from other drinks, or his hair is long or his clothing is ripped, like you are korei al ha-mesim, even though he wasn't oved avoda, harei ze loke, he gets malchus. Why does he get malchus? Because he was nichnas b'shas avoda menuvel kacha, he went in a disrespectful way, in a mishapen fashion, when he's going in with ripped clothing, long hair, drunk. So he gets malchus just for going in from the mizbeach and inwards. So he has an azhara and he gets malchus. And the Ravid differs with the Rambam. He says the machlok, it's only on the avoda. And the Ramban is masig marich lahasig al Rambam b'sefer mitzvahs, and the Ikar HaSagi is memonafshach. If there's an azhar in the Torah and shtuya yayin and puri rosh and puri begadim, and the avoda, if the Torah is talking about avoda, then how do you know that it's asur if you go in without avoda? And if the azhar is just on going in, then that's what the chiyuv mis is about. So where does the Rambam get this shpot? The Rambam splits them up. Zemet chalek. The chiyuv misa is for avoda, and stam is a chiyuv on kenisa. Manoshach, if the pasuk is talking about avoda, then that's then there's no isser on kenisa. And if the pasuk is talking about kenisa, then even though there should be a chiyuv misa. So look there in the Ramban. Mari Kurkus in Halacha Tesvav. Veld. Another kasha, mashik she'arayved ba'asagas she'betaras kohana mevuar, the fact that it says by shtuya yayin bevoachem alol moed means to the mizbeach, and mizbeach means avidas ha-mizbeach. So how can the Rambam say that if you're chayv shalob avodas ha-mizbeach gam bebi'a lefnim in ha-mizbeach, ma pitom? You have the taras kohanim that says not like the Rambam. So, sweet friends, to make a short story long, we have our work cut out for us. This is our third shiur. Each shiur was approximately a half hour. So an hour and a half worth of kashas. Just an hour and a half worth of kashas. And Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann is hafle v'fele ga'oinus she'en kedugmasa. I'm saying, just pashit chad bedara. I mean, he does this time and time and time again, and he answers every kasha with such illumination and such brilliance. It's It's a mechaya. It's mamash a mechaya. So what we have to do is we have to pray to the Ribono Shel Olam that we're zochah to continue, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim and the financial means and the yishuv hadas and everything we need. Lomar ulami lishmolas l'kaim z'kol v'ray salam teras v'yahav. I thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.